savings on new Chevy models. Chevy owners get a 2026 Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cab RST model and get $8,000 total savings off MSRP. Trade in your current Chevy and get a 2025 Chevy Equinox RS model and save over $3,200 off MSRP. Hurry in to get presidential savings today at Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia. Visit us 24/7 at longbineauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. Prices plus TT&L.
KVU News Time, 8:48, Newsmaker Time here today. Maddie Fennell, Executive Director of the National Teachers Hall of Fame, giving us an update a few months out from the official induction activities in Emporia.
Maddie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. Well, it's going to be a gorgeous day. How could I be anything but perfect?
I agree. It's going to be a wonderful day here, although a little breezy, and then kind of mild conditions continuing all the way through the week. Have to ask how things are going when it comes to getting our next class of inductees named and recognized, because this is the time of year when those decisions get finalized.
Absolutely. We met with the finalist committee week before last, and the five have been chosen. Now it's a matter of handling the surprises and the announcement, which, of course, is always a surprise, and so we're excited about that. You know, we had a record number of nominations this year, and the class is just so outstanding. It was very difficult. It always is. Always is a difficult decision, but the judges really agonized and kept saying, can't we have another? Can't we have a couple more? And I had to hold the line.
Well, that's good. And, you know, we always have a stellar class of representatives, you know, the best of the best teachers across the United States of America. Look forward to having them here for the induction ceremonies coming up this summer. And so you've got the five ready to go, huh?
They are ready. They don't know it, but yeah, they're ready.
Yeah.
We know who they are.
Okay.
They don't know who they are, but we know who they are. And we're very excited. It's going to be just a great class, and we're excited about honoring them in Emporia this summer. And there's just so much going on with the hall right now. It's just dizzying, actually.
Before we talk a little bit about some of the other things that are coming, including the planning for the induction activities in June, you mentioned here a record number of nominations. How many did you have, and what led to this year being the far and away, the way it sounds, higher on the nomination front than you've seen before?
We had about 180 nominations, which is just a lot, because the application process itself is, you know, very thorough. It's the application is about, once it's all compiled, it takes several hours for plus getting nomination letters for the applicants to do it. So it's a real commitment to do it. I think it's because of the national exposure we had last year, and just because of everything we're doing through social media and through other things to increase the exposure of the Hall of Fame. You know, the board of directors a couple years ago said we really want to lean into the national part for the National Teachers Hall of Fame, and they've been working very hard at getting that national message out, and I think we're really beginning to see the fruits of that labor.
Well, it's good to hear you're getting some traction on that. I know you were excited when we had our National Teachers Hall of Fame radio auction in November, 1 week before Thanksgiving. You know, you're talking about the National Teachers Hall of Fame Education Summit coming up at Walt Disney World, what, the end of June?
Yeah, we just actually came back from Disney World last week. We went down. It was a different normally I go to Disney World to play with my son, but this time I went to use Disney World with the lens of an educator, and how do we do the way Disney does things, the way they tell stories, the way they set the stage, how do we use that for our classroom educators as well? And it was a really exciting time, and we're very excited. And due to the incredible sponsorship that we've received, we're really able to offer a tremendous package to educators. You know, for new teachers, they can come to the summit for just $399, which includes their hotel and their registration. And then we'll give them a virtual learning cohort and help them throughout the year be successful. And then we've got great deals also for practicing educators. People can just call the office and we'll give them a code to get a discount.
That's outstanding. What's the deadline for getting in on that conference?
So people can get in on the conference through the end of April, but in order to receive the package deals that we're offering, which is $499 if you bring a team of people, you can come to the conference. In order to get that, you have to register by the end of February.
Okay, good enough. Now, you're getting ready, obviously, for the official induction announcements that are coming up here over the next few weeks. Are you going to be doing that again on CBS like you did last year?
We do not yet know. We do not yet know. We know that Canva's gone on to do other things, so there's not going to be nice big checks handed to people this year. We have established that much. But we're not quite sure yet where we're going to be doing the announcements. That is still in flux.
Understood. On the induction ceremonies themselves, any really changes to what's going to be part of the induction list of activities, either for the public or for the inductees themselves?
So the one thing that has changed is we've shifted everything a day. And so this year, a little bit different than the past, we've always done the banquet and the memorial rededication on Friday. But we've shifted those to Saturday this year. As you know, Friday is Juneteenth this year, and the campus is not open. But we also wanted to shift in order to give more Emporians the opportunity to come and join us at the memorial rededication on Saturday. We're hoping that we can have a good turnout for that. I'm also excited to share that we're going to be doing a special campaign in March. We have 12 names waiting to be inscribed on a memorial. And so we're going to be doing a 12 for 12 campaign, and we'll be reaching out to you guys more with that on that in March. But basically what we're going to be doing is asking people to either give $12 once or $12 per month for a year so that we can get these names inscribed. We're about $20,000 short of what we need to buy the memorial stone. And so we're hoping this campaign will help us get these names of these 12 educators who've given their all inscribed onto the memorial.
I know last year you had the ceremony in the atrium. Is that going to be the case again this year?
Yes, we will have it in the atrium again this year.
Okay. Yep,
absolutely. You know, that way we don't have to worry about the wind and the rain and all those wonderful things that
and
happen
heat,
on Kansas Plains.
The
humidity,
and
too.
And the heat.
Maddie, you'd mentioned here as we're chatting with Maddie Fennell, CEO of the National Teachers Hall of Fame, and looking ahead to the different induction activities or really Teachers Hall of Fame activities for educators here through the middle of the year. Talk a little bit about some of the partners that have really stepped forward here for you, whether locally, regionally, or nationally here to help broaden your reach.
So we've really seen tremendous support from the Emporia area, as always. I mean, Longbine Auto, who's sponsoring this, also sponsors, you know, gives us cars during the week. We have just so many tremendous people, the families that host the inductees. You know, we get great support from the National Education Association. They're a big supporter, American Fidelity, Security Benefit. There's also a number of Emporians who step forward and give tremendously, financial support. And so it's really been great for us to be able to grow. We also received a wonderful endowment a couple of years ago that's given us some wiggle room at a time when, you know, many 501c3s are really struggling. Our board has been able to really leverage those funds to build even more, and that's been tremendous.
Well, good update, and we look forward to hearing about the announcements of this year's inductees. Keep us posted.
Absolutely, will do, and thank you, because, of course, KVOE is one of our greatest supporters.
Maddie, thanks much. We will talk to you soon.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Good to talk to Maddie Fennell, CEO, National Teachers Hall of Fame. The inductees have been selected. Now it's just a matter of how they will be notified of this great honor.
Yep, and then getting them all here for the induction activities coming up in June. Want to let you know that tomorrow we have the monthly showcase with USD 253 Superintendent David McGehee. That'll be around 8:20 in the morning right here on KVOE.
Live and local. And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you by Long Pine Auto Plaza up on West Highway 50. Driven by longpineauto.com. It's 8:56. KVOE's emergency traffic and mobile news reports are brought to you by Floyd's Incorporated. For all of your auto body and auto repair needs, it's Floyd's 1221 Industrial.
Are you wanting to consolidate debt or reduce the number of your monthly payments? Look no further than Emporia State Federal Credit Union. ESFCU has a variety of loan products to help you pay off credit cards and other monthly debt into one low monthly payment. Check to see how your local lender can help by texting or calling them today at 620-342-2336. Federally insured by NCUA.